Hello, welcome to Daisy Dialogues. I am Jackie and I'm joined by my sister Suzanne.
Hello. And this episode is called Where's the Password?
So in this episode we are covering sharing information that is not commonly shared, things to talk about while you've still got that opportunity, our personal experience, and nothing stops when you pass on.
So where's the password? Well, this is really about all those things we'd like to ask that person that's died. That would be really helpful information that we didn't extract from them while they were alive. And again, these are all firsts for us at this stage. So this is the experience we had with Dad. And it didn't even enter my head. Did it enter your head to ask him, where is this, where is that?
No. To be fair, it's not something we thought to ask. It's not something I think many people think to ask. But also, when you're talking about passwords and where's this and where's that, you're talking about them sharing information that is quite widely said, do not share this with anyone.
Yeah, that's true. That's a really good point. But there's also lots of other things. So we didn't have any important conversations with Dad. We didn't sit down and say, Dad, you know, if you were in a situation where you were ill and sick, what would you like? Where would you like to be? Where would you like to go? We didn't do any of those because it was our first green experience. But we equally didn't have a massive, at the time, online presence. But he did have music because he used to write music. And even to this day, we're still hunting for a piece of that music because we don't know where he put it.
We're also trying to get attached to royalties for said music that did go on sale, and yes, to this day we're still trying to do that. We've actually now got to a point where they've accepted us as beneficiaries to the copyright. And we've got an online portal. We still don't know what music's attached to that. I've had to go back to them because of, yeah, we didn't have that conversation. We know what songs Dad sold.
Yeah.
And we know the words to the songs.
But let's go back to all the other things that people might now, in hindsight, think, oh, poo, I wish I'd asked them where they put the key for that or what's the combination code for that safe. But those are all the, I know you just said about there's a lot of personal information that we're not really supposed to share. But again, that we discussed earlier about a whole letter of wishes, and that's a great place to begin to put that.
Because the letter of wishes gets opened with the will, so you're not technically sharing that till afterwards. But people, Apple devices, if you don't have a password and the iCloud information to an Apple device, you're basically kissing those assets goodbye.
Yeah, so that's just reminded me of Glyn, my husband, when he died. He's got one of those, which I've now got, one of those big iPods, and it's got a really large, quite enviable memory from my understanding. And when I tried to access it so that I could add stuff to it or extract stuff from it, I was categorically told we need the password. It doesn't matter that I've got permission, we need the password to get into it because we can't currently get into it.
Okay, and on the note we're discussing, we've literally had somebody ask us this question. It started with, will an LPA give you the right to get hold of this information when somebody dies? The answer is clearly
no, because lasting power of attorneys, LPAs, only work for you whilst you are alive. Once you die, the LPAs die with you.
Okay, so once you've died, what would give you permission to access these types of records?
A will. You're an executor on a will. You will have the permission to access these kind of things. But as I discovered, having access, having the authority to have access, still doesn't mean that you can get into them if you don't have the passwords.
So what about password resets and stuff like that? Because I know you've had a huge debate with Apple over this iPod thing. Is there no way to reset passwords? Are we talking you need to know the emails as well at that point? And
at this point, because you know technology is always changing, I have actually got no idea. And it might be something, because I revisited that about, 5 years ago. And things could have moved on a lot. So it might be one to watch, and I will go back and actually see where they're at with that.
But basically the answer is, put digital assets as a thing in your will. It still doesn't cover you. You still need to give them the user IDs. You still need to put the passwords out there. You still have to give them access to all of that, because if you don't have the password or you give them the wrong password, password reset's not going to work either.
Especially if the same people that you have chosen as your executors were an attorney, then you might, if you have not done a lasting power of attorney where you may have also given permission to access digital assets, and therefore a potential opportunity to learn what the passwords are to help that person. If you haven't got one of those, if you never went down that route, then you absolutely need to do it from your will.
So the other issue with this, and it isn't something we've got a huge knowledge in at the moment, and it is something we've got to research, is that with technology advancing at the rate it is, there is new things coming in like biometric data, fingerprints, eye scans, two-factor authentication, where you have to put a code in that's sent to a phone, that's sent to an email. And all of this is making it harder for hackers. This is also going to make it harder in the long run for people that are trying to do things post-death, when, you know, you're stumbling on a password. How are you going to get over a fingerprint that's just been cremated?
Yeah, really good point. So obviously, it sounds like the whole digital thing is moving forward, ever changing, and that sounds like a whole podcast session of its own.
Absolutely.
So I just want to talk a little bit about other things. So one, it reminds me that have them conversations. You know, start to think with your loved one. It doesn't matter what age they are, because this can happen to you at any age, where you're either losing some sort of mental capacity, or you have someone has an accident and it's lost, it's gone. So find out what that, you know, recipe was that you loved. Now, go to your nan now and learn it, or you know, have those conversations with your loved one about the kind of things that potentially you can think of you would need information on, or even things that you love. And another place that you can do that is just having this open chat with friends and family over dinner. You know, when you get friends round and you have a chat or you have a coffee, just go, oh, you know, and open up that conversation, you know, at a time when it's lighthearted and quite fun to explore as a topic.
Absolutely. And this is one, so look out for our topside talk on digital assets, because there's going to be more than one, because it's a huge topic and it will evolve. But absolutely, these conversations are so essential when people are still with you and able to do it. So we have dealt with, obviously, Dad, who went 16 years ago and digital was quite new, but there were still passwords, there were still royalties and things like that that we are still dealing with now. And collections of things, and where you put things, and ownership titles, and
family trees.
Family trees are a huge thing for intestate estates, and, you know, people lose touch.
And Mum, where did you hide that money? And is it underneath your bed, or did you put it in a cupboard? Or
yeah, it's huge. So there's so many conversations that you lose the window to have once you've lost that person.
Or once they've lost mental capacity, yeah. And that's before they've even died. Yeah. So
talks are, again, important. Okay, so the other thing you don't realise when you lose somebody is that things don't stop. Bank statements keep getting produced. Tax returns still need to happen. And it was 7 years after I lost my dad, and I wasn't in the profession at the time, and I kept getting you need to submit a tax return for blah, 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 deceased. And I actually got to the point where I phoned up the tax office and I said, I get this every year and they're out of date, and I keep getting told I need to file a tax return for this person and he's dead. Oh yes, they said, we can't close the record until he files his tax return. I said, but he's dead. I said, it clearly says in the address, deceased. Yes, yeah, somebody has to do it for him.
Well, who's that going to be?
Well, exactly. Where do you start? If somebody, I mean, self-assessment is something you can do yourself, and a lot of people do it themselves. So how does a relative that has no knowledge, no insight, we also had a limited company to fold because that was opened by Dad, and it doesn't just, they don't just go away. Just because you die, the tax system doesn't stop. The obligations to file don't stop. The bank statement, the bank don't close themselves. The statements still come. The credit cards that you've rung up still come. Nothing stops because you've died.
And how does that work if you have died intestate and you haven't technically done a will or given that responsibility of clearing all those things up to anybody via becoming an executor? Mm. And you just maybe got a friend that's helping you out, or, you know, how does that work then? That makes it even more complicated. How are they supposed to know that?
From a professional point of view, somebody has to apply for a grant of administration to wind up your estate. And your estate could be nothing or it could be vast. But at the end of the day, without a will, somebody has to step in and do that. It would normally be a next of kin. If it's not a next of kin, it can be a friend. But you get to the point where it goes so broad, you have to go to the courts for permission, because you've got no legal entitlement to do that, even as a friend.
Wow. And also, I know there's a lot of vulnerable people out there, so I was just thinking of a client of mine who has a vulnerable disabled child, and they don't currently have a will, and they don't have any procedures in place about what they want to do should anything happen to them to take care of their child.
Yeah.
That's also scary. That's just popped into my head. But also, I was thinking of quite a funny little story about, I've got quite a lot of tools in the garage, or I used to have a lot of tools in the garage, and there were some of them that I've got a clue how they work. And if I'd just gone through them with my husband before he died, I would kind of like have an idea how they what they're even for.
In a nutshell, where's the password?
So if you need any help at all with this kind of minefield, whether it be digital, whether it be practical or emotional, maybe the safest way to do it, or just want to chat about it, then get in contact with us with the details that are posted with this iPodcast. Or get in contact with us on our website. We are sharing people's memories of and questions to their loved ones. What about this one? Wish I'd asked my mum for her potato salad recipe. Oh. Apparently nobody has it, and my soon-to-be wife said it was the most delicious she had ever had. That's got to be a real classic, because I actually knew, a guy in Spain, and his mother died quite recently. And about a year ago, he said to me, oh, you know, I absolutely love my mum's cooking. I'm not a really good cook. And I said, what's one of your favourite recipes? And he said, the fish recipe that she does. And I said, you need to be talking to her. I said, you do realise that when your mum goes, and she will, so will her recipe go with her. And fortunately, he took my advice and he did get it.
Oh, that's amazing.
And he actually got some of her other recipes, because he said he's going to meet up with me. And I said, look, I'll go through them with you and we can have a little cook-off. So that'll be fun. But that's got to be a classic for loads of people. There are so many recipes. My husband had a cake recipe from his nan, never knew how to make it, couldn't describe it. And those are amazing memories that you have for his childhood, and another way of kind of keeping their whole memory alive.